control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head on over and enjoy those. And the main feature, by the way, allows you, the listener, to influence some of the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting things that you think that are pretty cool or interesting or outrageous. Whatever it is you find online that you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it to the website. You can use our handy new bookmarklet to do that as well. There's details in the left column of freetalklive.com about that. But it makes it easier to submit a story to the site, and then it pops up in our upcoming queue, and other listeners can then vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You can vote on things, too. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. Head on over, get interactive, and enjoy over at freetalklive.com as we continue taking your calls about what you want, going to art, listening in California. Art, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, hello, good afternoon. Hi, I was glad you took a lot of time with that last guy. I thought that was pretty great.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I thought that maybe it would be cool to burn some law books, too, along with this.
You might go.
And I can think of some other books. I think it would bring the nation together and burn each other's books and then, you know, sit down and maybe burn the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you know, and get everybody fired up and excited. Everybody's sick of the status quo.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Although,
yeah, that's what brings people together.
I mean, when
they burn down all the houses in the cities and they got all their human rights, you know, going forward, it's pretty good.
I like the tongue-in-cheek approach there. That's very good. As far as burning law books, though, they're fairly expensive. I mean, I don't know of any cheap law books.
Qurans, you can get Qurans with gold-plated covers and leather-bound horribly expensive books.
Yeah, but likely when they're burning the Qurans, when these pastors are going to be burning the Qurans, they're going to be burning the cheapies. You know, you don't want to spend a lot of money for
the
it.
The ones they leave in the hotels
for
people.
The Gideon version of
Let's get some other ones in there, too. Let's get the Talmud in there. That needs to be burned.
Yeah. When am I going to be in a hotel and find a Quran? I mean,
it won't be long. It shouldn't be too long.
Oh, I don't know about that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800.
That doesn't freak me out. It doesn't freak me out that I might find a Quran in a hotel room. I'm like, it would be like, oh wow, Christianity doesn't have a stranglehold anymore. So that's kind of nice, you know. So
toll free number 800-259-9231.
I personally don't need to see another religious text in my hotel room. I mean, I don't need to have a library of the world's religious texts put into the hotel rooms that I stay in.
Yeah, I agree.
I have no use for that, and it's of no interest to me. I think that the caller's sort of pointing out that burning people's precious documents, whether they're their legal documents or whether they're their religious documents, does not do anything to bring people together was incredibly insightful.
You know, I think there's actually a certain optimism I have about it, in that I think if there were a lot of different religions actually having more of a voice, it wouldn't be before very long before we'd have to have a secular society. I mean, I think the reason we don't now is partly because there is this one religion that has a tremendous influence.
I don't agree. It's like saying that if we could only have more Major League Baseball teams, then people wouldn't like one of them. And the fact is they do.
It doesn't matter that they like one of them. The point is that there would be like competition of ideas, and it would not be possible to cater to all of them.
But it's a competition of bad ideas. I mean, my magic guy can do things that your magic guy can't do. My magic guy will send you to some place that I can't prove, measure, or quantify. Oh, yeah, well, my magic guy will send you to some place that you can't prove, measure, or quantify, and give you 40 virgins. Well, my magic, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm for people finding spiritual peace.
I'm not a fan of any of them. Don't get me
wrong.
I know
you're not.
I mean, I'm a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. So I'm not a fan of any of them. I think that if you give crazy people give them plenty of free speech to, you know, give them plenty of rope to hang themselves with. You know what I mean? Let them speak out, and we let that guy talk for a long time.
I'm all for that.
Entertainingly, spectacularly silly. I mean, those stories were. I mean,
and probably not too unusual At least as far as people
with
this.
Well, no, exactly. There's a lot of people who, that's what I was saying, is there are a lot of people. I mean, we're laughing at it, and it is funny to me that people believe that kind of the demons are coming out of the sky and out of the
alien
earth.
Alien demons.
Alien demons. it's some great stuff, you know. It's you know, but it's very entertaining. It could, you know, make a great movie, and they have, in fact, made movies like that. But and it is laughable. But what I was noting is that there are a lot of people that think that way.
Sure, but you know what I got a question is the competition in silly stories about alien demons and how that's going to benefit anyone.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. And talk to you about what you want. Mike is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Mike, California, going once. Mike in California, going twice. Let's try someone else. How about Bill, listening in Canton to WCER. Hello, Bill.
Fred here.
Oh, Fred in Canton. Sorry about that mistake. What's on your mind tonight, Fred?
Okay. Yesterday, we've been talking about the Reverend Jones burning the Koran, and
yes.
At the same time as we've been, and the reprisal that we're going to get if we burn the Koran, at the same time, yesterday, over in Russia, who was not burning the Koran, as far as I know, they had a Muslim suicide bomber take out quite a few people. I do believe, and I can predict, that it will happen here in this country also.
What's taking so long?
Sure, huh?
What's taking so long? I mean, it's been almost a decade since the September 11th attacks, and there hasn't been a single bombing of any sort in this country since then.
I said a suicide bomber. You're going to, you'll have them because the Quran preaches that thing.
But why? Well, wait a minute. But you've got all these supposed Muslims that are taking over. I mean, a lot of the paranoid Christians out there that have called this show. I'm not saying all Christians are paranoid, but the paranoid ones.
Certainly, some of them call the show.
Would like you to believe that it's a Muslim horde. They're taking over America. It's a jihad, and you know, and now you're saying that there's going to be suicide bombing. So if what I'm asking you is, if all these Muslims are so hateful and angry and likely to bomb something, then what's taking so long? It's been a decade.
Yes. Look at your other countries that have these Muslims in them, and you'll find out that they cause problems, and they are
what
will cause problems
so
here
long?
In this country also.
Can you explain to me if the Muslims are supposedly under orders to take over and destroy things, then why hasn't anybody bombed anything since September 11th?
Well, right at the moment, we've had some honor killings in this country already, which I really disagree with.
What's an honor
killing? Huh?
What is an honor killing?
Well, one Muslim killed his two daughters, I believe it was, and then he ran and was getting on an airplane and went back over to the Middle East, and that was reported.
Okay, so
because his,
Christians have personal family
issues
a lot, too, where the Christians kill each other in their own families. That has happened, too. So that doesn't mean that there's a movement afoot for Christians to murder their daughters in the bathtub or something like that. So again, I would like to ask, why
you're not
hasn't,
getting an answer.
Clearly, I'm not getting an answer. Why haven't they bombed anything? You're saying they're going to be suicide bombing. Saying somebody went crazy and killed a few family members is not equivalent to someone going and murdering strangers at some location in public.
Well, they did it over in Russia.
Well,
you
are
yesterday,
ignoring my
and
my
they
point.
Have done it in other countries.
Well, you know, in Russia, it's not like the Russians were just going along doing their little Russian Orthodox thing, and they've never messed with anybody or anything. I mean, these the Russian governments and the governments of the sort of Eastern Bloc countries have been persecuting Muslims for decades over there. No wonder the Chechens are trying to blow things up. If the Muslims ran this country, and you felt the only way that you could get a certain amount of justice for you, your family, and the people you love was by blowing yourself up, you might consider it too.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at VeryBestBaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them, so when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and the features there are free, so you can enjoy our live streams. We've got dial-up and broadband versions of the program, plus our webcam listen lines that allow you to listen in to anytime, over any phone that can dial long distance. All of those services are free over at listen.freetalklive.com, unless you have to pay for long distance, in which case you'd have to pay somebody else, not us. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com and get listening there. Plus, of course, we've got 80-plus wonderful radio affiliates across the country. You can learn about them also at freetalklive.com. Hey, how would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services?
Well,
who wants to do that?
Yeah, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. And that's one of the many compelling reasons SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, it might be a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call their the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. And we go to, I believe we've got Art. Is Art there? Wait, we already talked to, I think we already talked to Art. Let's talk to David in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
David. You're on Free Talk Live.
It's me again. How are you gentlemen tonight?
What's on your mind tonight,
sir?
This is what I was going to say. To me, it's just a bunch of people, crazy people, burning a bunch of papers. That's the way I look at it. And I was thinking that perhaps maybe somebody could do like a protest type of thing where we could get a bonfire and make it like, make it all publicized and everything, and maybe just throw a bunch of like, I don't know, notebooks that have nothing in them or something. Or something else other than that. I don't know, maybe the notebooks. We don't get to stick with that, but...
Well, you know, David, I largely agree. These religious documents, these ancient religious documents written by old crazy people in the desert, just, you know, they don't do anything for me either. But do you see how these people are whipping each other up? That the one side does something, the other side does something. It goes back and forth, kind of like the Hatfields and the McCoys over generations and generations. And each side is justified in their own minds. I can see this. Both sides of this, why we hate them Muslims and we hate those infidels. I can see why they you know, their justifications. But either way, it's just two sides spoiling for a fight. I mean, that's what scares me. And one of those sides is going to demand that my fidelity, my money, and if I don't somehow support them, I'm a bad American. I'm a bad white guy. I'm a bad whatever. And you know, they'll call me out and call me all kinds of terrible things.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking that if somehow it was like mitigated by like something funny like that, like I said with the burning of the things. I mean, the only problem with it is like I think it's a bunch of crazy people burning a bunch of papers, but I've heard speak of maybe people are going to die because of this stupidity.
Thanks, David, for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Always good to bring laughter into a situation that is feeling a little too serious. So I totally understand.
Well, burning isn't taken well by anybody in the government, so you got to watch out where you do your burning. So if you're gonna try to do a public protest, doing it on public land and setting fires is probably not going to go well.
It worked out over here when somebody burned some flags here in Keene, New Hampshire several years ago. And I understand now the discussion that we had then is making a little bit more sense to me as to why people might be so upset by something like that. But nonetheless, nobody was hassled for it. Everything was okay.
There were some people on the border of violence at that time. They were just, you know, fuming and about to want to start a fight, and some people kind of intervene and, you know, kept on both sides and kept it at bay.
I think the census burning went
a lot of animosity.
The census burning went much better. I don't think there was any animosity there for that one.
There's none of that that religious fervor behind it. But when you're talking
about... The census
about,
isn't an icon.
Right. When you're talking about the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, the American flag, it all depends on where you are. If you burn the Bangladeshi flag in America, people are going to look at you like, well, what's that guy doing? But if you burn it in Bangladesh, on the other hand, they're going to hand your head to you. So it's all about where you are and the sort of the norms and beliefs of the people in that specific area. So if you burn a bunch of Bibles...
Well, the flag and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, that is its own religion, really.
It is. It absolutely is. When I, as people, longtime listeners of the show know, I went to prison for 9 years, and it was on a second-degree murder charge. I didn't kill anybody. But on my first day in the prison that I was to spend 6.5 years of my life, a little slice of paradise called Gladiator School, they always have Bibles for convicts, right? So the drawers, and because nobody really wants wants to have all these Bibles. There's a plethora of them. There's so mm-hmm. many of them that they kind of end up getting moved around and stuff. You only need one if you want one, and maybe one to give away, but everybody can get them all the time. So what will often happen is the unoccupied locker will get shoved full of Bibles. So I go into this room, into my new, my habitat for the next 6.5 years. Very scary time for me. Not a very big guy. I can barely understand anything that's being said by anybody because all their accents are so difficult to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I got to understand redneck and the black lingo and then the Cuban accent. I can't understand anybody. So then I come across all these Bibles. I don't believe any of this stuff. I'm like, what's up with these Bibles in my locker? My roommate, who's of Cuban persuasion, says, I don't know. They were in there. And I'm like, okay. So I just take them. I throw them in the garbage. I've got no use for these things. he jumps in after them to salvage these things. He's going to do something with them. It's just suddenly our relationship changes. I don't know how good it was going to be in the beginning, but it certainly wasn't very good that. Yeah. So I'm now a terrible guy because I've taken these icons of his.
You're in the Bible.
He didn't want. That's
garbage.
Why, yeah, right. He didn't want them. Otherwise, he would have gotten them out of there in the first place. I mean, why were they were discarded already? But they were discarded in a way that no one had to take responsibility for discarding them. So
it's okay to shove it in the back of a locker,
right.
But
I could have taken it and and if I would have known the norms of the area, taken these Bibles, put them up on the picnic table up in the day room, it would have been fine. But instead, I just took them, and I did what everybody else was doing, except I discard them, and put them in the trash. So, yeah, that was a problem.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your calls. Heather, listening in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Heather.
Yes, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to, let your listeners know that here in Canada that I guess people are starting to pay attention as to what's happening in the United States. And I'm a nurse, or a student nurse, actually, and have been looking at the H1N1 so-called pandemic over the last year and doing some research into that. And just started my classes this fall, and they told us that basically we were going to have to get our vaccinations before starting our clinical rotation, or we would be basically barred from going into the hospital setting. And although in the handbook it's written strongly recommended, but
here in a moment, hang on, you'll have to tell us what you did. They wanted you to take this vaccination, or else. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up anything. Free talk line.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free 2 of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages. Created by listeners like you, you can edit virtually anything there. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go back to Heather, listening in Canada. Now, Heather, you're in training to become a nurse.
Yes.
And you were telling us that at one point they said you had to take a vaccine in order to move on. And so what happened?
Well, I was kind of flabbergasted because in doing my research over the summer, I discovered that the seasonal flu vaccine that they've come out with contains the H1N1 vaccine from last fall. And I had actually talked to a senior health official with our health board who said that he wasn't sure how they were going to tell the public about that they hadn't made that decision yet. And because I'd asked him, I said, you know, do people realize that the H1N1 vaccine is going to be in the seasonal flu vaccine this year? And he says, yes, we know that. We just don't know how we're going to tell everybody. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I know that I've got a petition going to petition our health ministers to look at the safety of the vaccine itself and to look at a review process and hopefully get some sort of reforms in place with how our government deals with companies like GlaxoSmithKline, who is looking at renewing its contract this year. And
now, this is I'm just
one person, and so far I've got a few scientists who are backing me up, who are neurologists,
Now, the whole H1N1 thing was one of those bird flu kind of scares that whipped up the media. The government was whipping people up. The media was following along with it, and
they made it look like this was the end of the world and that everybody needed to get the vaccine. I don't know how many people ended up going to get it. I don't know anybody who did. Dale, Mark, did either of you?
I would never get a vaccine, a flu vaccine. I have flu vaccines. The sickest I've ever been in my life was the two times that I took a flu vaccine. I mean, you're going to have to put a gun to my head to get me to take a flu vaccine.
Well, and that's kind of where Heather is, she's come to here, right? I mean, it's not as drastic as what you suggested, Mark, but essentially your career choice will be eliminated if you don't go along with this, right?
Yeah, I'm really at a crossroads as to where I proceed. I've been on this activist path for the last year, and I started a poll last year where I got 260 respondents, and 56% of them said that they had no intention on getting the vaccination. And our message here in Canada was quite a bit different from the messages we were getting from the United States. The United States had different vaccine than we did, and there was a lot of confusion, and now it seems like it's just sort of been steamrolled into the system where everybody's going to get it whether they like it or not. And,
healthcare workers
are being told we don't have a choice.
When you say everybody's going to get it, you mean everybody that's in pre-nursing or whatever?
Because everybody who's getting a seasonal flu shot will be getting the H1N1 this year.
Well, I've never gotten a seasonal flu shot, and I will not get another. I will certainly not get one. I'm not inherently opposed to the idea of vaccines. I just think it's kind of insane how many of them there are and how many more there are.
What bugs me is that the government buys them. The government spends massive amounts of money to do these mass vaccinations.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
And that's what scares me, and I just don't trust anything the government tells me to do.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Heather. We appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You know, thank you, guys.
If it were a thing where the funding were more distributed, you know, and if the vaccine companies would actually be more accountable and things like that, I think they can be a good thing. But the way they've been handled, they've become not trustworthy.
1-800-259-9231. Now, Dale, we were talking earlier tonight with some religious zealots about their belief systems in regards to the end of the world and some other such nonsense. But you actually had a story just by chance in your show prep tonight that you wanted to share with us.
I think it goes well with some of our earlier callers and things like that, because, you know, if you don't have faith in what the Bible tells you, then you're going to go to hell, right?
So, that's what they say.
And there's some really entertaining stuff in the Bible that I thought would be good.
So, and this is from crack.com.
It's from crack.com. It's one of their classics. It's not a recent article. It's a reference back to one of their classic articles. It's the 9 most badass Bible verses. So if the Bible had been written...
We're starting with number 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
If the Bible had been written by King Leonidas and the rest of the Spartans from 300, it would probably read pretty
Leonidas.
Much the same as it does now. Yeah, I thought I spelled that wrong. I thought I said it wrong.
Well, you know, with these old names, it's hard not to.
We'll just call him Bruce. And it turns out the Bible is already chock full of ass kicking. Here are the verses that make us want to take to the streets and put some unbelievers to the sword. So in Exodus, verses 11 through 12, it says, "One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, glancing this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand." So Moses
killed a man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just the start.
This is how he's more. This is when he fled, and then saw after that he saw the burning bush and had to go back and that kind of thing.
So sure, Moses was a great leader and emancipator of his people and a prophet. Most people don't know that he also was the biblical equivalent of Splinter Cell's Sam Fisher, a well-honed killing machine able to slay from the shadows without pity or remorse. Martin Luther King may have had a dream, but Moses had a body count. You can almost picture the scene. An Egyptian soldier is wailing on a hapless Hebrew when Moses, clothed in head-to-toe black, drops down from the ceiling, moving with cat-like grace, sneaks up behind the soldier, and, taking his head in his hand, snaps the man's neck with one savage twist. As the lifeless body slumps to the ground, Moses lights up a cigar. Well, it looks like someone bit off more than he could chew. So Moses later defeated the Egyptian pharaoh, who, if we remember correctly, had been using Hebrew slaves to construct a 40-foot-high armored battle suit capable of launching nuclear missiles to anywhere in the world.
Well, not quite that. So yeah. I'd like to point out here, this is where, the term slave for Hebrew gets kind of confused with the sort of role of chattel slavery in the United States from, you know, the late 15th century through the mid-17th century. It's not the same thing. The Jews were not owned by the Egyptians. They essentially lived their own lives. They went to work. They got paid. They came back. They were certainly an underclass, but that's like calling it, I guess it's like calling people that are an underclass in America today slaves. I mean, are people of Mexican descent largely are you can see that the Moses here wasn't, but largely they serve us.
There's a lot of language that's lost in the translation. Yeah. There's a lot of language that people interpret it today based on what it was translated into. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Like the notion of a virgin, you hear virgin a lot in ancient texts, and virgin almost always meant just an unmarried woman. It didn't have a sexual connotation.
Man,
it
just meant
they were unmarried. You know,
I don't know whether that's entirely.
There's a lot of things like that, and a lot of places in the Bible it says homosexual. What they were referring to were specifically prostitutes, like male prostitutes or something like that. And so there's a lot of stuff that's been translated into odd things in modern language.
When you say slaves, Mark, and you describe what these folks were, their situation. Was there somebody that was taking a percentage of their earnings?
Of course. Well, they weren't getting particularly good wages, it's kind of more like a company store situation, if you can imagine. They weren't treated particularly well, and they weren't going to get as good a wages. If you had an Egyptian doing a job and a Jew doing a job, you could expect that the Egyptian would be compensated better and treated better than the Jew. I mean,
because we've used the term slavery to describe the current situation,
right,
today.
How's it different? It's accurate the way we use it on the show. However, it is charged, and what it is charged with is this idea of chattel slavery, where people owned people.
So what you're saying is it's slavery, but it's not chattel slavery.
Right.
Gotcha. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves where you're owned partially, but not 100%, I guess. Can't be traded, basically. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Now, if you want to support the show on a voluntary basis, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum. We've also got the podcast that is commercial-free for the amplifier, so go and get signed up for as little as $3 a month, price of a cup of coffee. Head on over there, get on board at amp.freetalklive.com.
One of them fancy mochaccino
coffees. Yeah, the Starbucks coffee.
Yeah. So, yeah. Dale, you're sharing with us the 9 most badass Bible verses from crack.com, and we've gotten through number 9. We've gone through number 9 at this point. So we're going to pick it up at 8 in a moment, but first we're going to go to Ralph in Michigan, who is on the line. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys again.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Listen, I was listening to that nurse you had for call from Canada.
Yes, sir.
And it just brought up a, reminded me of a subject that happened not last weekend, but the weekend before. I took my mother and my wife out yard sailing, and I was talking to this guy at a yard sale because there was a book on teaching on one of the tables that was for sale. And I said, oh, that's one of those Nazi books. And he looked at me kind of strange, and he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I was talking to some teachers up at one of the electronical stores where we had our laptop repaired, and they were talking about, you know, their teachers and this and that and how they went on all these vacations. And I said, well, it must be nice to be able to afford vacations. But anyways, the point is I said, oh, by the way, you guys are socialists, right? And they said, oh, yes. And I said, oh. I said, yeah, you hear Obama talking about that and a lot of others talking about that, and they take pride in that. I said, oh, you guys pray for them? They go, oh, yes. I said, but you support this nation too, right? And they go, oh, yes. I said, so you're nationalists? And they go, oh, yes. I said, so you're nationalist socialist? Yeah. And they're sitting there beaming about it and how prideful they are on it. And I said, oh, so you're a bunch of Nazis. And they looked at me like, huh? What are you talking about? I said, National Socialist Party was Nazis.
You're right.
Yeah.
So you're a bunch of Nazis. Yeah. And the woman who was running the yard sale overheard the conversation with this gentleman I was having, and he was a teacher, too. And he said, you know what? You're right. I said, how do you know? He said, because I'm a teacher. He says, but I'm leaving the teacher profession because of that. And I said, well, good for you.
Because so many of them are Nazis?
Pardon?
Because so many of them are socialists or nationalists?
No, because they're forcing him to teach these policies, these specific curriculum in school.
Yeah, that's tough. It's got to be tough. I mean, because people get into the teaching field because they like kids and they want to help educate, and then they think that they can bring some level of originality or innovation into it, and then they find out that they're
it's
hamstrung.
All about stifling the originality in this. And you
they
know.
Have to teach to whatever the administration says they have to teach to, and there's not much they can do outside of those lines, and that's got to be very frustrating.
Well, what was interesting, though, is the lady that was running the yard sale overheard the conversation, and she immediately piped up and butted in on our conversation, mind you, which was a private conversation. It was her yard sale, but it was a private conversation between us.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I don't think we need to talk about politics or anything like that in this yard sale. This is just a day for enjoying yourself. And I said, well, excuse me, ma'am, but I think I have my amendment rights here.
Well, not on private property. If she wants you to leave her private property because you're saying something she doesn't like, she's fully within her rights.
Well, but she didn't ask me to leave at this point. She just said.
She asked you to be quiet.
To be quiet. What, I'm not allowed to talk on her property?
No.
How am I supposed to negotiate prices if I can't even talk?
Said you can't talk about that subject, right?
She didn't say I couldn't talk about it. She said we don't need to talk about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nobody
included her into that conversation.
Well,
so,
she was suggesting, that's all it was. She was suggesting you stop talking about it. And if you were to continue talking about it at that point, she might get a little bit more vociferous in her objection to it. She might then say, if you're going to continue this, you can continue it somewhere outside of my yard.
You're completely within your rights to be huffy and walk off and say, I'm not buying anything from you, lady. You're stifling conversation right here on your property. I had an opportunity to talk to this guy, and you stepped in the middle.
Let me finish the conversation, the thing, okay? Well, the point is she goes, well, I've been a nurse for 30-some-odd years, and I don't think we need this. I'm thinking, well, how'd the nurse subject get brought into this? But it brought up another conversation. I said, so you're a nurse, eh? She goes, yeah. I said, let me ask you a question now. I said, do you give out flu shots? Oh, yes. I said, so you take the needle and you love injecting little kids and maybe damaging their brains or body functions and maybe even killing them by injecting them with that thimerosal.
Yeah, that's
which is mercury.
It's probably not in it's not in most vaccines anymore
that are given
in the United States.
Now, I was at the doctor's office,
uh-huh.
and we got into a conversation with the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I asked to see his boxes because he said it's not one of those. No, no. So every box he pulled out, guess what? The thimerosal was in it. So, anyways, I think, how many did you pull out, babe? What, 4 or 5 of them?
Yeah,
4 or 5 of them. Now, you know, I'm not saying every box has them, but he pulled 4 or 5 of them out, and it was in those 4 or 5.
Okay.
I just mentioned to the nurse, this is what you enjoy doing, eh? And immediately, she started denying it and saying, I only do it with the parents' permission. I said, do you ever educate the parents on what's in these vaccines? No. It's not my job. I said, so? I said, let me ask you a question. I said, there was a doctor once that used to give out shots, too. He was a doctor, so everybody looked at him that, you know, he must have been somebody great. I said, but he gave out shots, too. Was that right of him? Oh, yes, she said. I said, you know, that was Dr. Mingala.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
If you could bring your conversation back to Nazis every time, you win. You win.
Oh, kind of a funny story. I like the whole Nazi National Socialist, busting the teachers with the National Socialist thing. That was kind of cute. Of course, none of them would admit to ever wanting to exterminate anybody. But when it comes down to it,
that's what I'm afraid any kind of bigger government revolution is going to be about is extermination.
Right. Well, when it comes down to it, if other people don't want to accept your socialist paradise, then what are you going to do to them? You know, if you get so popular in your ideas that you've actually brought about socialism in the way that you somehow envisioned it, which is very unlikely. And of course, is one of the biggest critiques by socialists of other socialists is they didn't do it right. Just put me in charge, and I'll set it up right. So even if you were able to set up your grand scheme of socialism,
there's so many benevolent would-be dictators out there, or wannabe benevolent dictators.
And
all
very brilliant.
Like, I will fix everything, just put me in charge.
Sure, and they're very, very smart, many of them. They're very intelligent, and they've spent their brain time figuring out how to control people. And
a lot of minimal state people, you know, people who are, I want the absolute minimal state that's just going to protect life, liberty, and property. And then they start describing exactly how you do that. Well, first you make the government like this, and then you do that, and then you do the other. I'm like, okay, so when you get to be the benevolent dictator, this is all going to fall into place. And you're like, you realize that that's not how it works, that you have a state, and it doesn't happen that way.
Here's the simple solution.
It's a huge collectivist, like, tug-of-war thing that ends up with a giant state.
Well, it could indeed happen, right? I think you can design a minimalist
state. But it's not any one person designing.
I think people can learn from their mistakes from 230-year-old technology and design something better. But here is the solution. It's the anarchist opt-out. That anybody with a piece of land should be allowed to secede from your minarchist republic. And if they can do that, then they are opting, essentially, they have the option of opting out. And at that point, they have no claim on your police or your fire department or whatever it is that you have in your minarchist.
Yeah, but most minarchists wouldn't accept that. Because they need the funding.
That's by the nature
then
of
they're
it.
Then they're little dictators.
That's right.
But you're not going to get to that point where you're going to have a place that people can just secede. Because, again, the nature of the state is a collectivist thing. It's a collectivist thing. It's not a benevolent dictator thing.
Right. So the point I was originally making about the socialists that would abhor, personally, they would abhor the idea of just sending people off to camps. Oh, I would never support that. But if they actually got to the point of having their socialist utopia as they envisioned it, which again is impossible for them to actually reach, if they actually got to that point, then what would you do? What would they do to the people that didn't want to go along with it? What would they do?
Well, they'd have to throw them in gulags or execute them or whatever. Yeah. Just, you know,
they'd have to use violence.
Shoot them all in the head, throw them in.
You'd have to use violence.
Or it would have to escalate to that at some point.
And they don't want to admit to that. Hour number 3 is coming up at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.